My name is Suvanna Siengang. My nickname is Nok. My number is 0346272. Wat Si Chum, situated outside the town wall at the northwest corner. This ancient monument is well known for a sitting Buddha image of last sight. A monument of important northwest of the city is Wat Si Chum. There is a mandap, which was built by King Maha Thammaraja II. Wat Si Chum contains a monumental stucco obelisk Buddha image in the attitude of subduing Mara, called Pa Ajana. Mentioned in King Ram Kamhang's inscription by Ajana is probably mean immovable. This Buddha measures 1130 meters from knee to knee. The mandap is 32 meters square and 15 meters high, and the walls are 3 meters thick. There is a tunnel which has been made leading to the temple's south wall, where there is a stairway to the roof. Once one could enter a passageway in the southern wall and climb up stairs to the roof. But now the fire arts department closed the entrance already. On the ceiling of this passageway are more than 50 engraved slabs illustrating scenes from the Jakarta Tales, stories of Buddha's period life. Over the ceiling are 20 stone pillars with inscriptions in the Thai alphabet of the Sukhothai period. Through the slabs are generally believed to have been originally placed elsewhere. Their function here is to turn the ritual of curcumin bullion into a symbolic accent to Buddhahood. A sloping wooden roof probably once covered the mandap. In front stands a vihan with walls of cross-pierced bricks. A small vihan and a mandap containing a Buddha image lie to the north. A mosque serves at the boundary of the monastery enclosure.